Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran. And my guest today is Blake Morgan, who is the author of the new book, More is More, How the Best Companies Go Further and Work Harder to Create Knock Your Socks Off Customer Experiences. Welcome, Blake.
Hi, thank you.
So, you know, this is a topic that is on everybody's mind. Everybody wants to deliver great customer service, whether in fact they actually do it or not. And everybody understands the value of retaining existing customers. Most business owners understand that it's much easier to get more business from an existing customer than to go out and get a new customer. So, first of all, what prompted you to write this book?
So you're right. Generally, everyone agrees that customer experience is important. In fact, last year there was a study that showed that 75% of all executives agreed that customer experience was their number one priority for the year. So we all agree that it's important, but there's some disconnect when it comes to actual execution of a good customer experience. And so I believe there's really no shortage of work to do when it comes to helping brands to improve customer experience. And that's why I wrote the book, because today, as you know, products and services are largely the same. There's not that much that differentiates one airline from the next, one automaker from the next. The only thing that really does differentiate that brand is going that extra mile to provide a compelling customer experience. And it's not always about spending more money on the customer or surprise and delight programs. Sometimes it's just about making life easier and better for customers. So reducing customer effort as well.
Okay. So take us through your journey. I mean, what caused you to, what's your experience been? And I mean, how have you come into contact with the problem of poor customer experience, and what was the conflict, or what was the unrest that caused you to say, well, geez, I've got to write a book about this?
Well, I've been in the space for more than 10 years. I started studying contact centers, and I had a podcast show just like you have. And from there, I ended up taking a job at a Fortune 100 company in corporate America in customer service as a leader. And I recognized the challenges that these practitioners face internally, that there's a lot of complication and nuance to what happens inside of companies. And I think that it really starts from the top. We need to change the conversation that we're having geared toward even CEOs or CMOs about customer experience. Because even though it might be called your contact center, your call center, the whole company is in essence a contact center. And I think that companies need to be aware of this opportunity in front of them instead of just simply seeing their business as a company that makes money or saves money from quarter to quarter. It's about building lasting relationships with customers, and it's not an accident. You have to be thoughtful and premeditated about much more than simply customer service if you like to build customer experiences that are powerful.
Okay. So can you give some examples of companies who might be delivering less than stellar customer experiences, not intentionally, but, you know, it just happens that they haven't put a lot of thought into it, and it results in inadvertently giving customers a poor experience versus companies that might perhaps have put some thought into it and are actually succeeding dramatically in delivering amazing client experiences or customer experiences.
Right. So I would say that there are two that come to mind as far as the negative experience. The first is the cable industry. The cable industry is notorious for scamming customers, hidden fees, terrible customer service, and they know that. And you know, many of us dread the day where we have to wait for a cable service person to come to our house, you know, that 4-hour window. In fact, there's a funny Seinfeld episode where Kramer reverses the roles and he keeps tricking the cable guy, saying he's going to be home within this 4 hours, and he's not home. Got to see that Seinfeld episode.
Yes, I do remember that one, yeah.
Oh, you do? Perfect.
Yeah.
The second example is the DMV. No matter where you are in the world, you do need to go to some kind of Department of Motor Vehicles in your country where you're issued a driver's license, of course. And these organizations are known for deplorable customer experience where the frontline workers usually just hate you, tons of paperwork, long lines, inefficiency. So those are my negative examples, the cable company and the DMV. In contrast, positive examples come from mostly actual tech companies with founder CEOs. So these CEOs are also the founders of the company, and they feel less beholden to the board. They can take more risks and invest in customer experience without permission. And examples include Jeff Bezos of Amazon or Steve Jobs of Apple. And these are pioneers that really don't care what people think of them. They're willing to be misunderstood for long periods of time, and they take big, bold bets and invest in customer experience in big ways.
Yeah, so that, you know, on the face of it sounds like a pretty neat and convenient box to put those people in. But the question is, if you look at the DMV, for example, why do they need to care about customer experience? Because if you live in the area and you need a driver's license, there's no other place to go. It's not like there's competition. And if you need to renew the tags on your car's license, where are you going to go? You're going to go to a different state or a different county? No, you don't have a choice. So their revenues are not impacted by the terrible quality of their service. The cable companies are kind of monopolistic, but not that much anymore. Because you have, DirecTV, you have satellite dish, and so on and so forth. But taking the DMV as an example, what is the incentive for them to ever improve their service?
Yeah, great point. I believe that it could be a philosophical conversation that we need to have. Is the government in service to its people? Should the government provide better services? Like, for example, Australia is much more advanced in the way that it serves its people, its civilians, its constituents. In contrast, I think America is very behind in many ways when it comes to these offerings. And I think the DMV is an example of how sometimes the government is literally the last adopter of any type of modern technology. I think it's a shame. And yes, you're right that maybe they're not financially incentivized to do this. But, you know, I pay a lot of taxes. I live in Northern California in the Bay Area. I spend lots of money on these types of services, and I feel that the government should do a better job. And they should read my book, More is More, because yes, even the government is serving somebody, and more truly is more. The government for many years, I believe, has offered a less is more approach. And that's why the DMV is the one most satirized on Saturday Night Live and in comedy. I mean, it's almost a joke how terrible these experiences are.
No, you're exactly right. I completely agree with that. Now, I was really more thinking about, you know, if the appeal is you can be more successful, you can have more of an impact, whether it's financial or just in satisfaction of your customers and so on, by providing a better customer experience, that is great. But my only question was, if we're holding up the DMV as a bad example or as an example of poor customer service, the incentive just isn't there. And in many cases, the government actually seems to have a social objective of employing as many people as possible to create jobs. And so therefore, there's no incentive to do it with fewer people, with less paperwork, because if you have one more person that has to stamp that or check it off or sign on it or whatever, then you're creating one additional job. And so there seems to be sort of an environment of a social objective to create as many jobs as people as possible and keep as many people employed as possible. And the taxpayer, like you or me, we're there to renew a license. And if there's some way to do it either online or by mail or whatever, you would never go there. And perhaps that's what they're aiming for. So I'm not faulting what you're saying. It's just that may not be the best example of why, you know, good customer experience is important. But we'll continue this conversation. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Blake Morgan.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, Zo Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. Zo Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let Zo Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And my guest today is Blake Morgan, who is the author of the new book, More is More. So Blake, before the break, we were talking about examples of companies or organizations that provide poor customer experiences and examples of companies that provide excellent customer experiences. So, you know, in your book, I think you mentioned examples such as 1-800-Flowers. Before the break, you talked about Amazon. Would you say that Amazon actually offers better customer experience than perhaps Zappos?
So, of course, we know that Amazon actually owns Zappos. I would say that Amazon has a better experience because the website is much easier to use. From a self-service perspective, I think Amazon pretty much trumps everybody else. Zappos, even though they have like the videos of various clothing, like when you want to see how something would look on a person, you can watch a video, which I think is really cool. Amazon just has a better usability.
Well, the other thing that, Tony Hsieh created at Zappos, which they continue to this day, even after the acquisition by Amazon, is the fact that they tell you that you're going to get your shoes or your clothes or whatever in 2 days, and it shows up the next day. They air freight it for free. And the other thing that they do is shipping is free both ways, and it doesn't cost anything to return something. So what's really neat is if you're buying shoes, the biggest challenge to buying shoes online is you don't know how well it'll fit. So you can actually order three pairs if you want of the same style, one size below what you would buy, one size that you would normally buy, and one size above. And you try all three on, and you keep the one that you like, whichever size it is, and return the others, and it's completely free. And it's air freight for free. So while I completely agree with you in terms of the usability of the website, in the area of the customer experience, once you've bought, now, you know, it's arguable whether Zappos gives you a much better experience, because they've defined their total credo as being, you know, all about customer service. And they, in fact, Tony Hsieh's famous claim is that we're a customer service company that happens to sell shoes and apparel. So that's kind of interesting. But it certainly
speaks to... Something to think about is the fact that Amazon now offers a try before you buy program that they're launching soon, where they'll literally send you the clothes and the shoes to try on without you even committing to that product. So I think that will turn the whole retail industry online on its head, that now they'll literally let you try things on in your home without having to buy them.
That's cool. Excellent. So what do you think in terms of the whole gig economy of Airbnb and Uber and Lyft and so on? How has that impacted the customer experience?
The sharing economy is good and bad. The sharing economy is, sorry guys, you're going to have to cut that because I slurred it and you're allowing me to. So the sharing economy is good and bad. It's good because these companies provide great technology experiences when it comes to the customer journey. For example, Uber, of course, pioneered lack of credit card payments. So you don't have to touch cash or a credit card of an Uber car. And companies like it also provide just wonderful, seamless, mobile-friendly customer experiences. You feel as if you're simply communicating with a friend when you contact a host of one of your rentals. But at the same time, the problem with the sharing economy is you have so much variation and you are not the customer experience. You can shape these large parameters. You can put procedures and processes in place to try and control it as much as you can. But at the end of the day, you have a person that doesn't technically work for you that is actually handling this customer experience. So you have quite a lot of variation. And this other piece is that I believe customers sometimes don't want to leave honest reviews because these employees, well, they're not really employees, these contractors in the gig economy know very personal things about these people's lives. And I'll give you some examples from my own life.
Please do.
I work on urban nannies off Urban Sitter. I have a one-year-old. And if I give a nanny a negative review, she knows where I live. She knows personal things about my child. Maybe she'll never know who gave her the bad review. But if I do give her a bad review, I'm pretty sure she would be able to see it. And that person knows where I live. She might know my garage code. That's really uncomfortable. The other day, I took an Uber. I live in Alameda. I told you, the Bay Area. I pay high taxes. And I got into an Uber with my husband. We were going to the ferry, which is a boat, to go to San Francisco. And the guy got pulled over by a cop. And then we had to walk the rest of the way to the ferry because we had to make our boat. And I thought, you know, if I give this guy a bad review and I tell Uber that that this was very uncomfortable, is he going to come back and retaliate? And, you know, maybe it's a little paranoid, but these competitors that often these contractors know very personal things about customers. And so how does that figure into honest reviews?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And in terms of delivering a customer experience, so, you know, given that you've done a lot of work in this area, what do you feel is more important? Is it more important to provide your customers with surprise and delight, meaning they become your customer and then you blow them away by exceeding their expectations in a dramatic way? Or is it better to deliver consistently good experiences, not blowing them away every time, but just never failing? You know, just it just works. Which in your opinion is a better customer experience?
I believe that consistent quality is much better than getting it really, really right sometimes, but failing miserably other times. I think companies need to at least meet customer expectations consistently. And the good news for companies is that if you simply deliver on your promise, deliver what you say you're going to deliver, you will actually make customers very, very happy, because across the board, many companies fail to even simply meet the minimal expectations of the customer. So the bar is quite low.
Right. And that's a fair point. So so from your experience again, there are, you know, different kinds of companies where, for example, the interaction with the customer is relatively occasional, but it happens to be a big event. Whereas others, their interaction with their customer is pretty much every day, all day. And so it's easier. So let me give you an example of that. So take an airline. Unless you're a frequent flyer, and there are quite a number of frequent flyers, but not everybody is a frequent flyer. So when people fly, it's usually for a vacation or a family get together or something. Occasionally, you know, they're going to a funeral, but most often it's a special occasion. And so if you could delight your customer at that point, add to their experience by making it more pleasant, then you have a pretty significant impact. Whereas for somebody like a cable company, where you're by, you know, how the guy is, and even the cable company, it's only when things go wrong that you really call the cable person. If everything's working fine, and even though the service may not be all that great, if you never have to see the cable guy again, you're pretty happy. So don't you think that there is a difference in the frequency of transactions to be able to impact your customer experience?
That's a great point. Yeah, you're right that with an airline, you might not see that customer more than a few times a year. It really depends, or the cable example. I do think that you should find ways to make that customer's experience fantastic, whether you're seeing them once a year or once a quarter. Every time you interact with them is an opportunity to make them like you, to fulfill that customer promise. So you're right that every company is different, but every time you do have that opportunity to interact with them, it should be really damn good.
I think that makes perfect sense. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Blake Morgan.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Get educated and entertained by our panel of on-air experts and peers, and engage with us anytime by following us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn, so you can reach us before and after every program located on our new social shareable live streaming player. Access the new Cranberry Radio live stream player at our website, cranberry.fm.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Blake Morgan, who's the author of the new book, More is More, How the Best Companies Go Further and Work Harder to Create Knock Your Socks Off Customer Experiences. So, Blake, you know, before the break in the last two segments, we were talking about, examples of poor customer experiences and examples of good customer experiences and why some companies do and some companies don't. For the benefit of our listeners, many of whom are business owners, typically in small to medium businesses, they're not the Amazons of the world, they're not the United Airlines of the world, but you know, everybody has customers, or everybody wants to have customers and wants to hang on to them. So can you provide three simple things that every business can do to improve their overall customer experience?
I'll give you three things. The first one is know your customer. Know who you are actually engaging with before they need to repeat information to you. And even if you're a small business, there's tons of free and great CRM tools that will allow you to store in about your customer preferences and so on and so forth. Because even if you only have 10 customers, if you know them and you know what they like, you can also recommend and refer them to new products that you've created. And so that's the first piece, is it having a great CRM and knowing your customers, who they are, what they want. The second piece is streamline what's going out and what's coming back. So the bigger, you're right, that the bigger the company, the customer experience is going to change. But even a small company, you should know what you're sending out as far as communications and what the main issues are that are coming back in as far as service issues. And when you have a good grasp on both of these things, what's going out and what's coming back in, it will educate you and will enable you to improve that experience so the customer has one experience with you. And the third piece is just understand what's going on in the broader world as far as consumer behavior trends, the way consumer behavior is changing, the way people are using technology in new ways in their lives. I think that too many of us just have our heads down and we're not really paying attention to the changing fabric of our society. But if we pay attention to changing statistics, to how people are engaging in different ways, it will help inform our businesses and we can create experiences that are actually relevant to people.
Very cool. So with all of the various things that are happening, the entire landscape is changing. You know, you've got the sharing economy, you've got crowdsourcing, you've got crowdfunding, you've got all of these different things that are kind of changing the entire customer landscape. What are you most excited about, Blake? What do you feel most excited about in terms of the area of customer experience? What do you think is going to have the biggest impact?
It's a great time to be in customer experience because, by and large, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's recognized that customer experience is important. More senior executives are understanding that the customer service piece of it is actually very important, that the contact center is a huge opportunity to build a relationship with the customer. So this whole customer experience area is growing. It's an exciting time to be in the space. And companies are recognizing that if they invest in long-term programs for their customers, they will see and reap the benefits of these investments.
Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you so much. Appreciate your taking the time to spend with us. And you've given us a lot of good things to think about. And certainly, and your book, More is More, is available where all fine books are sold, I guess Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and so on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And if somebody, you know, if somebody in our audience wants to connect with you to see how they might, you know, gain some insight on how they can improve their customer experience, are you available to speak with them and perhaps engage in a consulting agreement of some kind?
Sure, I would love to hear from your listeners. Just visit me at blakemichellemorgan.com and send me a note.
Excellent. Thank you much for your time.
Thank you. It was fun.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.